This is KCUR Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman. We are searching out the best French food in Kansas City with our critics today, and you can help by calling in your recommendations. But let's start with a quick visit to a restaurant that served French cuisine in Prairie Village since 1980, Tatsu's, a place with a devoted local following. Our guide is Anna Yukatenko. She is KCUR's Alfred Friendly Fellow from Ukraine, and Anna got to know the owner of Tatsu's over a pot of beef bourguignon. Let's go with her.
Tatsuya Arai is preparing the classic French dish, beef bourguignon.
Beef short rib. We cook in a whole chunk of meat, and we cook in red wine.
Tatsu shows me only the final stage of the cooking. He already braised the beef for 5 hours in a separate pot at a low temperature, so it becomes soft and delicate.
What you're adding?
Mushroom. Mm-hmm. And we have
There is also a special sauce he pre-made for it too.
I make more restaurant style instead of beef bourguignon like France. They put in a big pot, put in the meat and the stuff and the cooking in a big pot slowly and just scoop in the plate and eat. Basically like family cooking.
However, it's still an old traditional French dish, even if it's served in a more elegant way at Tatsu's restaurant, with boiled beans and broccoli, and usually with a baguette. Just like his menu, Tatsu is a traditional French-style place with a small Eiffel Tower, watercolor paintings, old bottles of wine, and a giant old map of France that takes almost the entire wall. The map is a present from one of his first customers, and he has a funny story about it.
And on the wall, we don't have any pictures and stuff. And one of the regular customer tell me, Tatsu, I have a map. Do you want it?
Tatsu didn't know the word map back then, but he agreed.
2-3 weeks later, like 8-wheel truck comes to the front of the restaurant, and then I said, oh, this is map. I was surprised.
At first, the place had only 8 tables, or 12. Tatsu doesn't remember exactly.
We had a door over there. Entrance was there. So, like half size of restaurant here.
Tatsu is from Japan. He learned how to make pastries while working in a French restaurant in Tokyo. Later, he was offered a job in Chicago and almost rejected the offer.
I didn't think that America doesn't have a good food history. And hamburger, hot dog, you know. My dream is go to Europe to learn European cuisine, especially French cuisine.
But eventually he took the job and moved to the United States in 1973. 4 years later, he received another job offer in Kansas City. Here, he finally made his life dream come true.
That thing is my dream when I was working in Japan, to have my own restaurant.
But soon he found out that people in the Midwest need more time to try something new.
When I start business here, and I bring sea scallops fresh, which customers say, no, I don't like scallops. I say, why? Have you tried my scallop? No, but I don't like it. So what I have to let them try, I say, if you don't like, you don't have to pay. You want to try? And they let them try.
And actually, he still has the same problem.
Some customer always order same scallops. And some customer order only salmon with champagne sauce. I try different things, you know, it's hard to switching them, try something different.
But after almost 40 years, his customers are really loyal.
50 years old customer become almost 9 years old.
So loyal that some even bring their own jars to buy his salad dressing.
That must be some tasty salad dressing. Thanks to KCUR's Anna Yukatenko for visiting Tatsu's, a French restaurant with a Japanese chef in Prairie Village.